You are listening to 漫画先生。Yo, Mina-san, how is everybody doing today? Today, we're going to be going over some things that I may not have mentioned before that I want to make sure people use to improve their Japanese. Kind of every week, I've been trying to come up with a general theme for the week. You know, last week I was able to do while, and the week before that I was able to take, you know, vector verbs, and then I've been able to do a number of different things that kind of follow the same course. But there's also one episode I'll probably stick out there, like learning how to deal with money. Today, we're going to go over one of those. And as I looked at it more and more, I noticed that it could kind of be on its own mini series of three episodes. So today, and I know I mentioned this previously, but we're going to go a little more in depth today about the pronouns and also name suffixes, because those are very important. And then we're also going to talk about a word called jibun down the line, which is also very similar to I or myself or my, and then talk a little bit about those because I thought it might be somewhat interesting. So let's first talk about suffixes, okay? We haven't really discussed suffixes yet on this podcast in depth, but in Japanese, I'm sure most people are familiar. In fact, most people who are interested in manga or anime usually will use words like kun, chan, or sensei without even thinking about it too terrible much. You know, I call this podcast even manga sensei. And I've put on the 30-day challenge these individual suffixes, but we really haven't spent time talking about them. So what do they mean, and how do we use them appropriately? Is it wrong to call a girl kun? Can I call a boy chan? What the heck is dono? And why intonation would sama even be a thing? Let's talk about that. Let's start by talking a little bit about the hierarchy of language. Japanese is a language all about making the listener feel comfortable, which I believe is what fluency means. The farther someone is from being a person close to you, the more formal you want to be with them. So if I don't know somebody and they're older than me, they are stratified by age and by familiarity. Therefore, I want to call them a more respectful title. We've mentioned before, words like sensei are reserved usually for teachers or people holding a position where I want to show them some form of formality or respect. Sama is that same thing, except stratified even further. Outside as far as you can really get at a familiarity, usually something to do with age, or a very honorific title, which is why it's usually reserved for kings, presidents, prime ministers, or customers, trying to raise somebody up to the highest level. It would make somebody feel quite uncomfortable if you called them sama. A good example of this that I've heard before is when you apologize to your friend in Japanese, you try to use their name. Or simply state what you did wrong and apologize. Many of my white, or not white even, some of my friends who are non-native speakers of Japanese will often chime in trying to be respectful and call their friend sama. This will actually tend to make your friend feel more disenfranchised and make you feel like you're trying to respect them, but you're losing that familiarity with them. I simply recommend keeping the same suffix you've always used with them. When you then kind of come back in a little bit more, you have things that you speak to familiarly. So I have things like kun, sung, or chan. There's even one called tan, which is used usually for young, adorable children. So what's the difference here? Chan is usually a diminutive, meaning it's usually used in reference to somebody that is younger than you. And we, of course, in traditional Japanese culture, I am not native Japanese. Women... are usually seen as younger. We want to make, you know, you never ask a woman her age. And so the same thought process, we can often call women chan at a more common rate than we would call somebody who is not a woman. So we would want to use, you know, chan or sung. You can also use familial terms often. So we there have an opportunity. Now, men will often call a tomboyish girl kun, or uppity, I think that's a bad word, is maybe someone that's a little more outgoing, I think is actually a perfect word. So for a female, can use kun, usually from an older perspective to a younger perspective. But this is what I try to stick with, and this is my rule of thumb. If I know you, and at a base level, if we're acquaintances, I will try to use sang with you. I think it's a polite thing to do for Mr. Mrs. for anybody. Referencing their name, sang. If they're my teacher, sensei. If they're a doctor, lawyer, or someone that's teaching me something or educating me on something that they have gone to school for a long time for, sensei is completely appropriate. If they are a dignitary or someone that I want to show an extremely high level of respect to, but I don't know them personally, sama may be appropriate, but it rarely is. Dono is not used anymore. Don't think about it. Stop. Kun is usually used for males or females that are younger than me, but are a little more outgoing. Chan is usually used for people that I have a close relationship to or are females or my age or younger. And tan is used for adorable, adorable children that I am close to. I wouldn't use tan with anybody else. Some people find it cutesy to use with their significant other. I find that a little off-putting, but I also don't like the word bae. So that's just me. Well, I hope this lesson was useful for you. I hope it kind of cleared some things up. And I hopefully you'll continue to use sensei, chan, domo, and hojo, dono, and hojo the other things here in the proper context. Until next time, jane.